Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So how this works, people, is we go through our top five. Reese will start with his fifth choice. I'll go to my fifth choice. Sometimes we'll have double ups. That's fine. And then at the end, we're going to go through our honourable mentions. Now, we both have 9 honourable mentions.
And I reckon we definitely have double ups.
I reckon we have double ups in our five.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
As soon as I asked you, I was like, oh, I reckon our
three of them.
Or two is going to be, be the same. But that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Hopefully, that's what comedy's all about.
And I reckon because the listeners of this are Patreon subscribers to a podcast, I reckon they're also comedy fans. So hopefully there's some on the list that you haven't heard or haven't seen and you need to go see it.
And the way that I've done this is like they might not be like my choices are the specials that I can watch over and over and over and over and over again. Like I think comedy is such a tough one where some specials I think are the best specials I've ever seen. But it's like... And I understood that, and I don't need to watch that again.
I should put a little caveat at the start. I have not put any friends in the list.
Yeah, me neither.
So Hannah Gadsby, not in the list.
Sorry, mate.
Even though I think she's a genius.
Yeah.
Ronnie Cheng, not in the list.
I mean, do we know that we are Ronnie's friend, though? We all know him really well, but are we his friend? He sends me pretty aggressive emails sometimes.
Did you go to his wedding?
No. See, this is the thing. I was overseas, though. So this is But I wasn't invited to any of the 8 weddings.
Yeah, I went to one of his weddings.
Fuck.
And I saw his last ever bomb before he kind of took off as well, which was nice.
One of my claims to fame is that I showed Ronnie Cheng how to use the... When he was new, like brand new. It's one of those... Isn't it horrible? We've both been doing stand-up for longer than Ronnie Cheng. Yeah. I showed him how to use the curtain at the Comedy Store in Sydney. And I was very like, he was really still pretty fresh faced. He'd just come second in Raw, I think. And I was like, I remember being like, I'll be nice. This is my like home club. I'll be nice to this guy.
Yeah.
This is how the curtain works, blah, blah, blah. It can be pretty tricky. And then he just went out and fucking destroyed for 15 minutes. And I was like, oh, right. Okay. Maybe.
I had a very similar story with Hannah Gadsby at the Hobart Comedy Festival.
Oh, of course.
I was like, it was her first gig there. And I'm like, oh, well, this is at the lineup. And so the numbers next to it is how much time we have. And you want to tell them what time you want to light. Because sometimes if you get a light, then my time's up. And then it doesn't mean like get off straight away, but it means wrap it up. And
that phrase, time's up, stuck with her.
Yeah.
And then.
And then years later, I'm like, oh no, I was mansplaining comedy to Hannah Gadsby.
It's all right. I feel like a lot of the American comedy industry feels like she mansplained comedy to them. So it all kind of... I took a similar approach.
Reese, you're number 5 then. Let's get into it.
My number 5. I never know when I make these types of lists for things whether my final choice is like a reaction to the rest of the list. And I realized it was just a lot of very... not basic at all, but like very particular type of stand-up. So I've picked this... There's a thing that I watch all the time. It's now don't panic. It is improv. Don't panic. Everything's fine. We're still safe. And it's at UCB. And so it's called Ask Cat. And it's the original kind of UCB lineup of like Amy Poehler, Matt Besser. Now I'm just blanking on all their names. But what's his name that's in Veep now? I should have these in front of me.
I know the guy. He's the bald guy with the moustache in Veep.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And so what the show is it's similar to what Snort do, the Kiwi improvisers do, where they have a monologist who can just be like a famous person or a comedian who comes out on stage and does... They get a word shouted out at them and they just do a little monologue. They improvise a little thing about what that word makes them think of. And usually it doesn't have to be funny, but then the improvisers do like a half-hour show all based off, like, and it's narrative based and it's all just little scenes and blah, blah, blah. And it is similar that, so Snort, I love stand-up. Stand-up is my, like, is to me the best thing, but I am never more happy than when I'm at a live show watching a show like Snort.
Yes.
If that makes sense. Like, it is so, I think it's, for me, it's like watching a magician.
Yep.
Like, because it's not what I'm so not improvisational. Like, I don't, I just, I'm not a good improviser. The fact that I just panicked when, as I was saying, improvisational. But so watching that is, and being a guest on that show is really fun. So this is, Ask Cat is, yeah, the same as that. And it is just, it's also maybe, I think it was filmed, it's all on YouTube, illegally. I think it must have been filmed, it's not long before Amy Poehler was Amy Poehler. Like, she was on SNL, but she wasn't, like, on Parks and Rec. And it is so, they're all still so, like, wide-eyed and, like, Horatio Sands is on there, Tina Fey does a monologue. It's just watching very famous people, before they're very famous, be very free and open with jokes about the Holocaust. But you know what I mean? Just watching people before they're nervous about what could happen.
And I'm sure you've seen this. It's Amy Sedaris on Colbert.
Yeah.
Which is on The Tonight Show or The Late Show. And
talking
about how they got paid no money. They were in the touring party for Upright Citizens Brigade, I think it was.
Yeah. Oh, was
or
that?
Second City.
Second City, yeah.
Yeah. And it's all kind of a similar kind of thing where they pay you no money, you get to perform. And they were saying they pay you no money because they want to keep you hungry.
I'm
Well, I'm sure you could still be creative and pay them a bit more as well.
I hope to still be creative when
companies.
I'm rich. Yeah. It is. It's yeah. Like, you know, we're staying hungry through a pandemic. It's I just love that watching people, and you see it now as well. I remember seeing Amy Sedaris on Colbert not long ago. And the fact that his head writer, I think his head writer, is the other guy. Oh, my God, I'm blanking. I know all these people and I'm blanking on it now. What's his name?
I don't know. But he calls him a nickname. He calls him, like, Poodle or something like that. I don't know what he calls him.
So the three of them were this, like, ragtag. And it must be so strange to be sitting down when you see each other before the show. And they're still mates. They still, like, call each other all the time. But to be going and visiting your friend on his late night show to do an ad for your craft show, the thing that you've been working your whole career towards doing, while the head writer is also the guy that used to be your boyfriend and helps you write all your books. Like, that is fucking bonkers. And it must be the same with Ask Cat, because there are all these, like, scrappy... I mean, this is after they're a little bit famous. They're not poor anymore. But this show of UCB is like, they're still on their way. And I think that is really, for a comedian, very heartening to see people in their 30s still kind of grinding.
Yep.
And especially in America, because it's so big. So like Matt Besser, who's big now, Amy Poehler, Ian Roberts, Matt Walsh, Adam McKay was in there, Horatio Sands, like all these people. Like, it's just, I watch it quite a bit. Especially if it used to be my get home from a gig a bit drunk, waiting to go to sleep show. Like, I just kind of put it on the TV and just, like, eat something. Because it's just very funny.
Yeah. Great.
I feel like, I can't go any further than that.
That's right. You don't have to. My number five. Now, this is the first show I ever saw in the Comedy Festival in Melbourne.
Wow. Wow.
And it was a show. I walked out of it because I was doing comedy, but hadn't written an hour yet, and I walked out of that going, I will never be able to do a comedy festival show if that is the standard, because it was so high. And it is Maria Bamford's How to Win.
I like being in this comedy club. This is a really nice comedy club, you know. Sometimes you're in a comedy club and sometimes you don't know what the show's going to be like, you know, because they're kind of vague in their advertising sometimes. They can be like, we're going to be having some comedy. What kind of comedy? Well, it's going to be comedy, so it's going to be hilarious. Well, it's going to be the kind of comedy I like, which is barrel-chested Polynesian men telling caustic one-liners. Not necessarily. Ladies, drink free. And then they have the answering machine. Now, the answering machine here is quite mellow. It's very nice. But sometimes you call a comedy club answering machine. It's like, cock-a-doodle-doo. Thanks for calling the Rooster Cove, home of the 10-cent tequila truck. This week, we hit the hilarious furious comedy stylings of Maria Bamford. She is a woman of a million voices. She'll have you laughing all the way to 2007. Next week, Pumpkin Stick and his banjo, Steve. Like, you have no idea what's going to happen that week. I wish they'd let the comedians do the answer machine. You know, I'd do it. Be like, hello? You've reached a former nail salon that seats 400. This week, we have my quiet, odd joke stories. I think I only do about four voices, actually. One low, one high, and a couple in between. And I will have you laughing or saying,
well, I thought it was supposed to be Carlos Mencia. Well, it's your bachelorette party. Well, she's already started. You want to...
All the way into the parking lot. Next week, guy who opens each show at the group sing-along about accidental date rape. And then closes with the national anthem. Cock-a-doodle-doo!
So this is from 2007, but I saw her in 2004 do most of this show, and then she released it as an album.
Yeah.
And just, a friend of mine won tickets, but then couldn't go. I think she won tickets to Maria Bamford and Daniel Kitson. And for the same time. So she went, oh, I'm going to go see Kitson. Do you want this one? I went, yeah, I'll go see some comedy. They must be good if they brought them out from America. And then walked away going, that was by far the best thing I've ever seen.
Yep.
And still for years afterwards, I was like going, that is still probably the best show I've seen in the festival.
Was that the show, was it down, was it in Lower Town Hall? This is becoming a very niche reference.
No, it was in the either Powder Room or Quilt Room, whichever one of those rooms, when opposite the toilets on Town Hall.
Oh, yes.
So 120 seats. There was about 40 of us in there, and it was, she won the Barry that year, but it was that thing of just going, oh, this is so great.
There's a while, like, she's one of my, and spoiler alert, we might hear more from Maria Bamford later on. She is my kind of first reference of when I was a teenager watching the gala, the Melbourne Comedy Festival gala. There's 3 years in a row that she was on. And I remember just being out of this sea of like, and look, there was incredible comedians on every one of those. But sometimes I think Australians particularly, when an American accent comes out, you kind of go, all right, here we go. There's a particular type of comedian, especially in that era, but she was so different. Like there's, I think it's those 3 years where, and she did the like impression of her mother and like kind of what are now, I realize, like her classic kind of bits.
Yeah.
But it was so starkly different to what everyone else was doing. And it was my first kind of thing to be like, oh, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.